Again, repeating this story from last hour because we think it is that important. Among the things that we try to do for you is let you know about preventable situations. We don't want you to get into an uncomfortable situation that you could have prevented. So with that in mind, we tell you about a new Harvard University study that says exposing kids to local 4th of July parades increases the likelihood they'll eventually become Republicans. Researchers
should
say,
let me know you're going to run this again because it's been too long.
It's that big.
It's going to make what happen?
Well, they could eventually, if they watch these 4th of July parades, these local parades, they could eventually become Republicans. You have been warned.
They might think fiscally responsibly.
They might think that Ronald Reagan is a good guy.
Well, some of them are fiscally responsible.
Yeah, well. Researchers also say such parades have a lasting effect on boosting Election Day turnout for Republicans. The study says, in part, the political right has been more successful in appropriating American patriotism and its symbols during the 20th century. But we're in the 21st century.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how old is this study?
Yeah. Survey evidence also confirms that Republicans consider themselves more patriotic than Democrats. According to this interpretation, there is a political congruence between the political feelings promoted on the 4th of July and the values associated with the Republican Party. 4th of July celebrations in Republican-dominated counties may thus be more politically biased events than socialized children and bringing them into the Republican fold. Mm-hmm. I would say rush to South Texas, where you can freely be a Democrat. You don't have to worry about that.
That's
but don't
right.
wave that flag too high, because you know what might happen is that little four-year-old may grow up to be a 21-year-old voting Republican. You are forewarned.
Dastardly.
Just want to let you know.
So go ahead and slap your children now.
Well, I mean, what happened? Did we have this giant influx of parade watchers in Texas years ago, and that's why we have so many Republicans here now?
That's what it is.
Dang, parade watching Yankees coming down here messing things up for
us. You know, the reverse implication of that is that Democrats are unpatriotic.
I know, of course. So just go on out there and see. And any of you Democrats that are elected officials, if you have even a thought of being in a parade, best you not do that.
You're only contributing to your party's demise.
Because, once again, those people will be out there, and if they put on the side of the vehicle or the float that you're riding on that you're a Democrat, forget it. Just forget it.
Yeah.
You think you can turn that tide, but this is a study from Harvard, so it has to be correct. They're making Republicans out there, and they just need to stop. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. Remember him?
Uh-huh.
I'll have my Malta meal a little cool this morning. Alan Greenspan.
What?
Yeah, well, again.
I can still do the job. Bernanke sucks.
Yeah.
He needs to leave. I'll take that Gittner's job. I'll take Tim. If Tim Gittner's leaving, I'll take that gig.
Gittner.
Yeah. Alan Greenspan tells CNBC.
Just let me put my jeans in. I get right here.
But I think my wife's still hot.
Yeah. He thinks the government's stimulus program had little impact. Thank you, Mr. Greenspan.
This just in, Mr. Greenspan. The sun is hot.
Yeah. Well, my other thought is, while you were asleep at the switch, Mr. Greenspan, we got into the situation that caused us to try to have a stimulus plan. I'm not saying the stimulus was the way to go, but you, sir, were asleep on the watch for a long, long time that got us there.
Well, he was asleep a lot.
Well,
know?
He was.
Yeah.
It tends to be a problem in the fourth quarter of life.
He didn't think that housing bubble was a problem, you remember?
No.
He didn't see that coming. He's the smartest guy in the room? No, not really. And Alan Greenspan paused just before he said the word uptick. So you know what that's going to mean. You know, in the stock market, it'd go nuts. Hey, look here. We're talking about folks. You know, we're having a little contested race here for the Texas House Representative seat. By the way, Fred Brown will be with us in about a half an hour. Tommy Lee Jones may, in fact, be drafted to run as a Democrat. Obviously, he's not a parade watcher.
Mm-hmm. For District 14?
Nope, for Kay Bailey's seat.
Oh.
For Kay Bailey's seat. So we'll see. A poll shows that Tommy Lee might be a viable candidate.
I've heard he's kind of a pill, though.
Well, and again, you know, he's in one of those situations where becoming a United States senator would probably be a step down.
Yeah.
In what he gets as far as
perks.
Yeah, the perks, the goodies, and all that sort of stuff. Plus the fact he'd have to come in off the ranch and actually go to those meetings. Now, he might call Al Franken. Al Franken might give him some input into that.
And dynamic input at that.
Of course.
Because he's such a riveting speaker.
It shows that he is within range of Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst.
Really?
Yeah. It's what it, that's what it says here. So,
he's within range?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Dewhurst has a pretty big range.
But again, does he want to? And there's one thing to just go out and just, you know, throw a little verbal bomb out there rather than have to actually go in and do the job. Let's see, senators have to go in and do the job 117 days out of the year.
Oh, it's grueling. Oh, for $100,000 and however many thousand a year.
And you have to fly commercial. I mean, they're just
in steerage with the commoners.
Yeah, just so many things that you would have to compromise on. Because after all, if you're an actor and you want to express an opinion, you can do that, and of course, all will listen. But I mean, if you're a politician, there's going to be somebody who's going to have a different opinion than you, and that just might not work. But we'll see. We'll see. It'll be kind of fun. The thing is, he'll do a heck of a commercial.
Exactly. He'll be great on TV. He'll be great in any, well, I don't know about debates, but, you know, he'll always be good for a quote.
Yeah. He'll do his lonesome, he'll put on his little Lonesome Dove outfit.
Oh, yeah. Come out looking like Kenny Rogers.
That's it.
Yeah.
Woodrow Call and Kenny Rogers were separated at birth. I'm telling you.